Okay, so we are on Mila.
For some reason, it's not redialing.
We are on Daf Beis Amud Beis. Just before we continue, I should mention, I forgot to mention at the end of yesterday's shir. Two hours from yesterday's shir. Firstly, a clarification. I don't know if I was precise, as in. I know I didn't make a mistake. I may not have articulated it properly. There is a machlokes in the Mishnah. There is one there that says that shachtan chutzas manam chutzas mekoino has meila, right? And then Rabbi Yeshua has a klal where he says that if it has a heter l'kohanim, it has meila. If it doesn't, if it has a heter l'kohanim, it doesn't have meila. And if it didn't have a heter l'kohanim, it still does have meila, including chutzas manam chutzas mekoino, right? Meaning they were mechoilek. I don't know if I specified, if I said that explicitly on the shiur I gave on Thursday. So just to clear that up. There is a machlokes tanayim in this, which we will discuss at a later point. Fine. The second thing that I just forgot to mention, although in fairness, considering I was 10 minutes over, that's probably a good thing. The last line of the Gemara asks about right? And I explained that according to the Miyuchas Rashi here, apparently not the real Rashi, right? The Miyuchas Rashi here, who says that what does it mean? It's the same thing previously, right? It was the same Hava Amina, because they were improperly shechted, right? They were done improperly, they shouldn't have any Mi'ila. No, they do have Mi'ila because the Marasim Pigulim, meaning the Shechita's Kabbalah's Rika, is still a meaningful act, right? That was the way I explained it. That is the Miyuchas Miracles of Rashi here explains, the later Rabbeinu Gershom explains it here. The Tosfos do not explain it that way. The Tosfos say that meaning, why didn't you say that they are as though they are just dropped dead? Why didn't you say that they were an improper shechita? Right, and the answer is because Marat's in the Pigolim. Mm-hmm. What's the nafka mina between those two perspectives? Is there an Isser Me'ila after when the Isser Pigol is Chal? Right, so according to Tosfos, this line of Gemara is really Asila de Rabbi Yeshua. This is similar to the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. This is similar to the opinion of Tana Kama that there is going to be Me'ila even though the Isser Pigol was Chal, right? They think, I think correctly, in Rashi, that the way he learns the Gemara, the Isser Mi'ila would not be Chal in these cases. It would continue until such time as the Isser Pigul is Chal, and then the Isser Mi'ila would go away. Okay?
Okay.
Amazing. Let's continue.
Iboy.
Ibayelahu. They ask the following question. I'alu Moshe Yerdu. These cases in the Mishnah, right? If you put them on the Mizbeach, meaning there's an Isser on putting them in the Mizbeach, but if you do it, do you then take them off, or do you continue with the Haktara? Right? This, like I said, is relevant to a machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehudim. All you're doing, we are going to talk about in 1 second. Right? Rabba Amarim Alu Yerdu, Rav Yosef Amarim Alu Yerdu. Rabba said that if they are placed on the Mizbeach, they should anyway be taken down. Right? And Rav Yosef says, no, they should not be taken down. And what are we discussing here? So, we're for sure not discussing because everybody agrees that they are imalu lo yerdo. They should be burnt.
They should be burnt.
But everybody agrees. Right? We are not discussing the issue of nishchat balayla, because there it's a machlekes tanoim, which exists already in machlekes zvachim. I think it's machlekes zvachim. It's sure machlekes Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, which we're going to talk about in a minute. Right?
Okay.
Therefore, says Rashi and Tosfos, what the only thing we're talking about here is Nishchat Bedarim. Right, that's the case that the Gemara is now asking about.
About what?
Nishchat Bedarim, if it was shechted in the south and then the Kabbalah was in the north. Okay. Or if it was shechted in the north and the Kabbalah was in the south. Do we, in such a case, say that you should if you brought them into the Mizbeach, Be'isser, you should continue with the Haktara or not?
Uh-huh.
Right? So Rabba says, no, don't continue, take them off, right? And Rabbi says you should continue. Okay, and we pass in like Rabba, because Rabba is Basra'ah. It's a funny case, because Rabba is really a Talmud of Rav Yosef, so ordinarily we'd pass on like Rav Yosef, but say Rabba is Basra'ah, so we're passing like Rabba. Right? Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda leisi bailaf de chulei alma leipeilu. And de chulei alma.
Yeah.
So, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, right, who said, right, that if they were shechted at night, I'm going to explain it according to Tosfos, right, if they were shechted at night, they should be taken down, right? Then, that's if they were shechted at northern night. They were shechted in the right place, but at night.
But at night, yeah.
Then they should certainly be taken down, right? And
if
the reason.
Wrong place.
What?
If they were the wrong place, certainly.
Then certainly the wrong place is in the south as opposed to the northern half of the Azorah. Certainly they should be taken off the Mizbeach. Uh-huh. Right? The reason why is because we passed and remember I discussed this, Layla is not Mechusar Zman. Right? The nighttime is not considered Mechusar Zman for Karbanos. Right, it's really already the right time. There's a technical problem that's at night, and it's before a time of Shal Shachar. Okay? But it's really already the right time. So if you're already doing it in the right time, in the right place, and there's a technical problem, then Kol Shekein is just the wrong place, you will, in fact, not leave it on the Mizbeach, right?
Yeah.
That's the way Tosis explained it. Keep Ligia, leave it to Rabbi Shimon. But according to Rabbi Shimon, there's a problem. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yosef, who says that they should not be taken down, that's similar to Rabbi Shimon's opinion, that if you shechted at night in the north, you wouldn't take it down. Right? Rabbi Shimon says, if you shecht at Lamaisa and the Azara, I don't care exactly what the details are. If it comes on the Mizbeach, then it doesn't come down.
And what does he say about the nighttime?
Same thing, right? The Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda was dafka at night, if you shecht at night in the north.
Uh-huh.
Right? So then, Rabbi Shimon was basically, the way Rabbi Yosef understands Rabbi Shimon's opinion is that any time you shecht a korban in the Azara, lo mashanema, psul, hetter, it doesn't matter, right? You can continue. If it goes onto the mizbeach, then the korban should be continued, right? Keep Rabba Amar Lach, and Rabba responds. Rabba, who said Imalu Yerdu, if you were to put them on the back, you would still take them down, right? What Adkam Loikam Rabbi Shmuel ben Amalaisa Lemata Shenasana Lemaila Ebenitan Lemaila Shenasana Lemata Ula Oila the Shachtan Mekibel Dam the Son of Ahacha came into Shachtan Mekibel the Doraim came under Chamkinun Dami. Rabba says no. Rabbi Shimon said that if you do it at night in the north, I'm going to explain according to, like I said, according to Tosis, because the words of the Gemara here are difficult to pass, right? If you shecht it in the north, right, at night, and then you be'isur brought the korban onto the mizbeach, don't take it off.
Yeah.
And everybody agrees if you took a korban and it was and you threw the blood at the top half of the mizbeach when it was meant to be on the bottom half of the mizbeach, or you threw it at the bottom half of the mizbeach when it was really meant to be at the top half of the mizbeach, that you would not take it down, right?
Uh-huh.
Right? Now, why? What do those places both have in common? They were shechted in the right place. They were shechted in the right place, the Kabbalah Saddam happened in the right place. Right? So since we've already done some acts of Avodah in the right place, in Achinami, then something went wrong. But since things were done in the right place, then if it goes up onto the Mizbeach doesn't sort of spit it out. Do you know what I mean? But if nothing was done in the right place, meaning it was done in the Dorim, it's as though it just got strangled.
Oh,
but it was simply shechted in the wrong place. Okay? So then... the way Rashi understands it is a little different, right? Rashi understands that just basically we're learning from the fact that if you change the place of the blood, right? Remember that the Gemara alludes explicitly to the fact that blood, if you threw the blood on the top half and it was meant to be on the bottom half, or you threw it on the bottom half of the Mizbeach and it was meant to be on the top half, so it's just like if you change the place of the blood, im alu lo yerdu, if it went on the Mizbeach, it should not be taken off, you should burn it.
Yeah.
So too, if you shecht it in the wrong place, then if it goes up on the Zeach, you should not take it down, and it should be burned, right? The reason why that limud seems funny is because there is no machlokes on that point. As Tosfos accurately points out, in the Gemara there, in Zvachim, everybody agrees that if the blood was thrown in the wrong part of the Zeach, you would not take it off the Zeach. Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that statement. So it's funny to say that why this is according to Rabbi Shimon, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The machlokes Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda was if it was shechted at night. Fine. See you later. Okay. And so then the Gemara made Tanan, we have in our Mishnah, Kodshei Koshim Sheshachta Medorei Mawalim Behen, right? If you shechta Kodshei Koshim in the south, they have a din of Me'ila. Bishlam al Rabbi Yosef ela Nicha. For Rabbi Yosef, this makes sense, right? The fact that they can, is that if they are brought to Mizbeach, they should not be taken down, means they still have some Kedushas Korban. In Achinam, it's also to do this. But if you put them on Mizbeach, the Korban continues, which means they still have some Kedusha to them, right? For Rabba, ela Rabba Kasha, for Rabba, who says, no, you, even if they go on the Mizbeach, you'll take them down, it means that Kedushas Korban is gone forever. Alright? It's a real problem. So it says, why would they have any Yisra Me'ila in such a case? It says the Gemara, "My Moalin Bahen." What's the case that I am Meila Midarabanan? Only Midarabanan. The Meila here is called Kula Midarabanan. It's not Midaraisa. Right?
Yeah.
Cool. It says, "My Ika Benda Oraisa Le De Le Rabanan." What's the difference between Meila Doraisa and Meila Derabanan? Yeah. No. There are two ways to interpret that line. I just translate as follows. What's the difference between Me'ila Deraita and Deraita? In other words, the Gemara is assuming that there will be a difference. They will function differently. And we'll see in a second what the answer is, right?
So the question is why, and what's the other way?
The other way to explain it, so there's a famous opinion, the Rambam, you've already come across, I'm assuming, by this page here, the Rambam's expression, Me Divrei Sofrim.
Yeah.
And somebody has mentioned to you, at least one person, if not many, has mentioned to you that the term Me Divrei Sofrim is ambiguous. That sometimes he seems to say it means Derabanan, and sometimes he seems to say it really means Midaraisa, and sometimes he seems to say it when we're not really sure what he means. Somebody has mentioned this to you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Right? So the Rambam in Kelim Perik Yud Bimul Gimel Perik Yud Gimel Mishnah Yud Ches, in the Perush Mishnah, it says the following statement. Right, Divrei Sofrim can mean one of three things, and I will not tell you in any case which one it is. It can mean straight Darabam. It can mean halachal mesh misinai, or it can mean something that was darshan using yud gimel midos, kol v'chomer, gzeir shavu, you name it.
Yeah.
I mean, the answer is it really can be either deoraisa or derabanan.
And so this is a rhetorical question.
The difference between in that case, what's the difference between a deoraisa divrei sofrim, something that's learned from yud gimel midos, and a real what he calls min haTorah, something that's written explicitly in the Torah? There's a number of differences. Practically, there's a difference in terms of sfeikas, for example. The Rambam doesn't say sfeik deraisa l'chomer, he says sfeik min haTorah l'chomer.
Okay.
Right, all sfeik deraisa l'chomer are sofrim l'chula, including things that are learned yukil midos or halacha mesh misinai. And various other differences. All the nafkuminas that you're familiar with between deraisa and derabanan, the Rambam doesn't say deraisa and derabanan. He says that between deraisa sofrim and min haTorah. And what's the real difference in terms of origin? Well, min haTorah is something that's written in the Torah. Right? It's something that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. It's written in the Torah. Divrei Sofrim is something that's passed down by Chachamim. Right? Historically, it has a different origin. That's the really important difference.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Okay.
That's what leads to this whole thing. So how's the Rambam going to lead this Tzareitz line? What's the difference between Daraisa and Darabanans or Divrei Sofrim?
Right?
In other words, the Rambam always wants there, and the Rambam always thinks there should be a Heker. He puts Hekerim in between Divrei Sofrim and Daraisa and Minatoros. And he thinks it's important to know which one's which. In fact, the whole Isra of Baltashis, according to Rambam, is to think that Divrei Sofrim is a Daraisa.
Okay.
What? So, what's the Heker that they put in place, right? Daraisa Mishal Mishgarish Rabbanan Le'Malai. The din Daraisa is that you bring, that you, when you do Me'ila, not only do you pay back the money that you effectively stole from the base of Mikdash, but you add a Chomesh. You add, like I said, a quarter, because it's a fifth of the total.
Yeah.
Right? Chomesh, the way the Gemara refers to it in Babmasi is Chomesh Le'Malai. You'll get to it in Gemin Perek as well, I believe, if I remember correctly. Derabanan, Me'ila Derabanan Lo, there is no din of Chomesh. You only pay the Keren, you only pay the original sum. That was the Me'ila that was worth, right? According to Rashi, you won't learn it that way. You won't learn it what the heck are they put between Deraisa, Mila Deraisa, and Mila Derabanan. You learn it that the way, and he says this explicitly, right? That what's the difference between Mila Deraisa and Mila Derabanan? Since there is no korban, obviously, on Mila Derabanan, right? There can only be a korban on Mila Deraisa. Right. Since there is no korban on Me'il Derabanan, you also don't bring a chomesh because the korban and the chomesh come together.
Uh-huh.
Right, they're part of the same mitzvah.
Okay.
Then the Gemara may ask, If you're interested, you can look in Tosis. Tosis have issue with this question because I bring a bunch of examples of Me'ilah Darabanan.
Where it's obvious.
What? Where it's clear that there's case of Me'ilah Darabanan. I have a Torah that I say that maybe in the Mikdash itself there shouldn't have been Me'ilah Darabanan. Right? Ma'ika ben Daraisa Darabanan. Yes, there is such things as Me'ilah Darabanan. The Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We've already seen this, right? Ula said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Kodshim Shemesu Yatami de Me'ilah Dvar Torah. Right, a kochim, the drop dead, no longer have mina Torah meila, right? Alma midaraisa lo yisbehu midarabanan yisbehain, hachinami midarabanan. That teaches us that there, mina daraisa, there is no meila, midarabanan, there is meila.
So wait, what does that mean?
In the case of kochim, the drop dead, right?
Kochim, the drop dead.
It's just like one just drop dead on the spot.
How would that work with the Chomesh?
I'm sorry?
How would that work with the Chomesh?
Like, in that case, there's no Chomesh. Me'il Darabanan, there's no Chomesh.
At what point in the process does the Chomesh come into play?
Only Me'il Daraisa. If you do Me'ilah Min HaTorah, we'll have to discuss when Me'ilah and Torah applies. Right? But if you do Me'ilah Min HaTorah, that's when there is a Chiyuv Chomesh. If you do Me'ilah Min Darabanan, there is no Chiyuv Chomesh. Right? So this is the case of Me'ilah Darabanan, and there will not be a Chomesh here.
So maybe you designate something for like a Hekdesh, and then it drops dead. Oh, I see. And then if you take it, you're not chayav to return a Chomesh.
It depends on if it was Kotche Bedek Abayis or Kotche Mizbeach.
Okay.
Kotche Mizbeach, that statement is true. Kotche Bedek Abayis, it is not. That distinction will show up later in the Masechta. Briefly, the Rambam explains that it's very simple. He says, Kotche Mizbeach, the whole point of their Kedusha was that they're going to bring us a Korban on the Mizbeach. So once you can't anymore, Gamarnu. Right? Kotche, the Mara, the Rambam doesn't say explicitly, the Mari Kurkus says this. He brings this explanation around, and these Pashas are right. Kotche Bedek Abayis, Me'ikara, the animal only belonged to the man in Beis HaMikdash in the monetary sense. Right, so besides a drop dead, its value is now different, but it still belongs to the Meitzim Mikdash in monetary sense. Therefore, your Me'ilah is just the same. Right, so the same Chi of Me'ilah exists in Kodshei Bedek Abayis, whether it died or not. But when it comes to Kodshei Mizbeach, then if it drops dead, it loses its din of Me'ilah min Torah because the reason why you are Makdash is no longer exists.
Yeah.
Okay? He infinite thinks you might want to read the Gemara. Mari Kurkus thinks you might want to read the Gemara differently, but that's why the wrong ones, and I think it's Pashtus. Okay. So it says Hakanami Darabanan. So here too, in the case where you shechted at Bedarim, you shechted at, I don't know, whatever, you did something wrong and you shechted at Bedarim, right? Shechted kachim Bedarim. The din of Me'ilah will only be Midarabanan, not Minatorah. Because there's Minatorah, you cannot bring it on the Mizbeach. And that is why we're asking, by the way.
Minatorah, you can't bring it on the Mizbeach.
Right, even if Alu Yerdu, you would take it down. It wouldn't remain on the Mizbeach, even if you put it on the Mizbeach, Be'isr. Right, therefore, for sure, there is no Me'ilah Minatorah. You understand? If you don't, then let me know, I will repeat it, otherwise I will move on.
I think I got it.
Okay. Leimat neina lehade ula amar Rabbi Yochanan. It's the Mishnah. It says the Gemara. But wait, isn't what Ula is saying the same as our Brisa? Right? Isn't our same as our Mishnah? Isn't Ula the same thing as the Mishnah? Like, why are we bringing it as Ula in the name of Rabbi Yochanan and Amorayim? We've got it in the Mishnah that if a korban is shechted improper, according to Rabbi Yosef, right? If a korban is shechted improperly, Im alu yerdu, you would take it off Nizach and has no din of Me'ilah whatsoever. Right? I mean, at least not Minatorah. I mean, Darabanan it does. Right? Isn't this the same halacha?
Yeah.
So it says the Gemara, an interesting idea. Right? So it says, no, afal gav tesneina, even though it is mentioned in the Mishnah, nachinami, it's the same halacha. It's the richtu, we still need all this halacha. Why? Salka day tachamina, what would you have thought? Hacha, loy bedilin min hoin, aval kodshim shameisu, holover bedilin min hoin, eima afilu me'ilu midarabana, loy kamash malan. Right? Here, people are not gonna run away from this animal. It doesn't, you know, they shechted an animal. Lamaisa, we shechted, right? When it comes to an animal which just dropped dead, animals which they're gross, right? An animal which got straight, that's not pleasant. So nobody's going to want it anyway. So maybe you would have thought they wouldn't bother to do a Xerah of Me'ilah in such a case. There's no point. Nobody wants it anyway. Kamash one that they were like were goes or Meila even in that case. Okay. Yeah. Mesu Nami Senena. Right? The din of if a korban died is also taught. Right? But where? I don't remember correctly, it's a Mishnah later in the Masechta. Right? Hanehene min achatas. Right? Somebody who gets hanoah from a korban chatas, from the animal, right? Kshehi chaya, when the animal is alive. Loima ala chief goim. Right, you don't have a din of me'ila, no p'tashlumim, no chomesh, and no korban, until you actually damage the animal, until you diminish its value. Uchshei meisa, when the animal dies. Kevan de nena, kol shehu ma'al. The second that you get any hana whatsoever, then the me'ila has already happened. Right, so this din, again, well, now we're really talking about an animal that died, we're not talking about an animal that was shechted improperly, it's just saying the animal died. Right, so that's exactly the din of Ula in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Salka daita chamina, what would you have thought? Chatos. Ho'il v'lechapara ka'asya le'bedilin minei aval kochim ho'il v'lav lechapara ka'asya bedili minhoin v'leisbu mi'ila kamashmalan. What would you have thought? Chatos, because it comes to... because it comes to create, so there's a girsa problem here. I'm going to use Rashi's girsa, but I think it makes more sense, right? Achatas because it comes to do kapara, it comes to form kapara, and since it comes for kapara, people it's very chashuv in people's minds.
Chatat.
People take a treat very seriously, right? As they
so
really want kapara. It was an ola or shlamim, less important. But chatas, that's important. I need kapara for whatever sin I've done, right? So, bedilimine. Rashi has the dish as uvedilimine. Right, the point is that they get, people will not go anywhere near it. They won't risk any avira that involves a chatas because they're so afraid of not getting kapara.
Okay.
So then you might have thought that...
with kachim.
That nobody would be gozer on a chatas. Aval kodshim, when it comes to rest of kodshim, ho'il v'lav lecha parakasu, says Rashi, loy bedilim in hoin, right, you won't get me'ila, right, lav lecha parakasu, since they don't come to do kapara, people won't necessarily leave them alone because they're not as afraid of them. Right, Kamash Malan, and therefore there should be Me'ila with them. Kamash Malan, there is Kamash Malan. Sorry, Kamash Malan, there is even in Achatas. That's basically what that Mishnah is coming to teach us.
Yeah, okay.
If you do it the other way around, the way the Gersu we have now, Gemara, it says Chatas Lechaul Lechapara Kaasi Loi Bedilim Inay Sins For Kapara. I don't know, people feel closer to it or something.
It's maybe they're Kapara, so they feel I don't know.
I don't totally understand the logic there. But
if you which korban do you bring if you do meila deoraita?
I'm sorry.
Which korban do you have to bring if you do meila?
You bring an asher meila.
Okay. And then, so who would have if you so if you shechted if the kohen botched the korban of like some other animal, in a deoraita way, if that's the thing, he would have to. Pay for the animal, like that was. As we, there's all these things like meila, like that. If you mess it up and they still have the molin behen, does that? So if you took the animal, that's like if you take. Is that for taking the animal? Or is that for messing up the process?
No, messing up the process you don't pay for. At least not to the base mikdash. If you do it deliberately, the kohen pays me derabanan to the bailim. If he doesn't do it deliberately, nobody pays for anything. Right, messing up the process does not incur tashlum, not min Torah. Right, we're talking about getting hanah. Right? So me'ilah is an isra hanah. Right, you take the animal's body and use it for, I don't know, fertilizer.
Okay, and that's...
Right, you feed it to your dog, you sell it to a goy.
And then now that kohen would have to... bring Korban Hashem and...
They would have to bring an Hashem Me'ilos, and they would... No, so if it's Midirabanan, right, if it's a case of only Me'ila Dirabanan, then they wouldn't bring an Hashem Me'ilos, they would just pay the Beit HaMikdash for the value of the animal. Right, if it's a Me'il Daraita, they would pay the value of the animal, they would add a quarter, that's the Chamesh, right, and they would bring an Hashem Me'ilos.
Makes sense.
Okay?
Yeah. Thank you.